أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about this Quran, the kalam and the speech of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah spoke about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then for some ayat, we had spoken about this incident of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sending three messengers, either directly from Allah or via the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, and in an entire environment, in an entire city of people, one person had accepted the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now for several ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will speak about the Qudrat and the might and the power of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and at the same time Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows us that in the work of Allah Rabbul Izzat, how much shukr and how much appreciation we should show to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for the various ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The general methodology of the Quran is when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wishes to and wants to, and Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to speak about the important aspect of akhirat and the hereafter, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sometimes speaks about His Qudrat and His power so that we can see, or rather what we can see Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about, so we may be able to ponder and look into it. Then we will begin to realize that there is the Qudrat and the power and the might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala of resurrecting and bringing us back to life and making us stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So what we can see, Allah speaks about first, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes us to what is hidden from our eyes, what is hidden from our minds, and that is our Iman, and we bring Iman and Yaqeen in those aspects also. So first Allah says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةِ, and one sign for them is the dead land, the land that was deprived of water, that land becomes dry. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about this dead land, that when it is absolutely dry, أَحْيَيْنَاهَا, we revive it, we give it life again. وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبَّا, and then after bringing it back to life, not only everything becomes green and lush, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, we extract from it, we take out from it grain, فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ, and from where off you eat. In other words, here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants to show us two other very important aspects, that we should never ever feel that when a man has denied Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that person did not bring Iman, he disbelieved Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he disbelieved in every other aspect. So we feel that these people with dead hearts will never ever bring Iman. Like they say, the leopard can never change his spots, but that is not a reality. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can change hearts and give them life again, and that life is an imani, a spiritual life, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wills. And after Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives that person life, that imani and spiritual life, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala can also make that person a source of benefit to others, like how the land becomes a source of benefit for human beings, animals and the other creatures on this earth. So there is no such thing as the leopard cannot change his spots, or there is no such thing that if a person was a disbeliever, that person will never bring Iman. If we believe in that, then the reality is this: we do not believe in this great Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in this is also a hidden sign of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, like how a dead earth and a dead land, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends down this water, and that water brings about a change and everything becomes lush. Like that, Allah Rabbul Izzat also wants to show us then the extraction of the very many fruits and vegetation, and hence man also, after a person dies, then that bones may decompose, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can bring that person to life. And the last lesson we discuss is also that when we benefit from this rain that comes down from the skies as a very great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then why do we not also benefit from the other ni'mat of Allah that comes down from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is this wahi, the revelation that comes from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And like how the rainwaters go into the ground, and how the ground becomes lush, and once again we find vegetation, like that, that waters and that ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that comes down into our hearts in the form of this Quran, the wahi of Allah, in the form of the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then why doesn't that come into our hearts, and amal also begins to become apparent from this dead body of ours. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to these various aspects. Then وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا jannat. Then in this land that was dead, now becomes lush. Allah says we make many different gardens of different kinds of vegetations. Some examples Allah gives, مِنْ نَخِيلْ of date palms, وَعَنَاب of grapevines. وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونَ. And in it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we bring about waters that gush forth from this earth, and how Allah Rabbul Izzat's Qudrat comes to work. Now one is not just only the rain that comes down and everything else becomes lush, but this is an entire work of Allah Rabbul Izzat that does not only require rain, but before the rain comes down, there is also the important aspect of evaporation that needs to take place. So the heat of the sun, and then also the formation of clouds, and then also the wind that needs to blow to move these clouds, and this entire system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into being. And then Allah says, all this for what? لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ. That, O insan, so that insan and man can eat from some of its fruit, and of course the other creatures will eat. وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. And Allah says, and their hand have not created this, their hand has not made this. What the farmer did, the farmer just merely dug into the ground, planted the seed, sowed the seed, softened the land, watered it, and everything thereafter happened through the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So man does not have, in literal terms, a hand in this entire manufacturing process of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is the Qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then of course, there are those ulama that have said that here, وَمَا عَمِلَتُ أَيْدِيهِمْ, through Arabic grammatical law, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could also be referring to this, and what their hand had made. So what happens here then, that we find that fruit and vegetables come out from the ground, and then Allah has made man, human being, the only creature of Allah Rabbul Izzat that prepares his food. If you look at the animals in the jungles, when they prey on an animal, they will eat the meat absolutely raw. When you will see a cow that eats the grass, it eats the grass absolutely raw. Or you will see the other animals eating from the vegetations and the crops of this earth, they eat it as it is. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made one distinction of insan, and that is Allah Rabbul Izzat gave man that intellect that he will slaughter an animal, and then he will use the different spices, he will use the different methods that he has to cook it, and then man will eat that food. And this Allah Rabbul Izzat says also is a very great Qudrat, power of Allah, and also a very great ni'mat of Allah. And hence Allah says, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Could man not appreciate Allah? Could man not be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That when we see one morsel of food, how many different ingredients, how many different things Allah Rabbul Izzat has brought together, leave a plate of food, but just in one morsel of food, and man will be bewildered to see how Allah has made this arrangement of the sustenance of the human being. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.